music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
It was a great show on the weekend that I saw. Unfortunately, I didn't see Fev there at Hilltop Hoods. You weren't in the Rod Laver Arena on Saturday night?
I was in
the
box.
Oh, you're in the super box. Oh, good. So you'll know how good the show was.
Yeah, it was amazing. Excellent. Illy played. Yeah, he got around it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well done. So Fev was there. Well, where I was sitting with my girlfriend.
I've seen that. You needed some Kleenexes.
What?
You need some tissues.
No, it was just by the side there. It was pretty good seats.
Pretty high.
Anyway, no, it was pretty close. Please. Not the point. at one point in the show, Suffer and Pressure, I don't know, which is your favourite MC of the two?
Suffer.
Yeah, Suffer's good. Mm. So Suffer has said, right, all right, this part of the show, you've all got to take off a piece of clothing. It's, you know, it won't go, we need you to get around this. So I took off my leather jacket. And I definitely heard something thud on the floor at the time.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I looked around.
Wouldn't have been any muscles.
What?
What? Keep going.
Oh, gosh. Your
muscles wouldn't fall out of your jacket. That doesn't even make sense.
Mate, they do when I take my top off.
Anyway, so I've got my jacket back on. I've felt for my wallet, my phone. I've gone, yep, cool, great, good. So I don't know what that noise was, but anyway, we'll play on. We get back to my house, my girlfriend and I, and I've gone, oh, I know exactly where my keys are. That was the thud I heard under my chair. Back at Rod Laver.
No.
We can't get in. It's a cold night, very cold. So got the Uber back to Rod Laver.
Oh, thank God.
But this is where it becomes miraculous. We thought, no chance here. There'll be some process. I'll eventually get my keys back, but not tonight. I go up to like the big door, the see-through door, and there's a cleaner on the other side, and I knock on the door, and he comes over, and I say, I know exactly where my keys are, man, but I obviously can't get in, but I guarantee you my keys are under my seat. He said, pass your ticket under the door. So I passed the ticket under the door. He went to the seat. He found my keys. Exactly where I left them.
You got your keys back that night.
You know what it is? It's a new segment.
What is it?
I'm going to play the jingle
right
now.
Be a cleaner and get a ticket under the door.
No, that's not what it's called.
Put your keys in a bowl.
No, that's definitely, that would be a good segment. No, it's this.
A good segment. Last property miracles. What came back
to you? Oh, my God, I can't believe I found it. Lost property miracles. So often we hear of things being lost, but how often do we hear of things being found?
I reckon Release the DJ was heaps better that night. Anyway.
Oh, but how good is finding keys?
Fev just Googled Hilltop Hoods, and the DJ's actually called Debris, not Release.
Oh, no, I just put Release because you said, what was the other two?
Pressure.
Pressure.
And Suffer.
Suffer. Okay. Release.
Would it be a miracle?
Sounds like something you do when you put keys in the bowl.
I never lost money, but I didn't remember putting money under my mattress, and then when I moved, I found
That's
it.
That's amazing. You almost got us back on topic then. That was extraordinary.
I lost
almost.
My wedding ring, Evie, a couple of years ago because what happened was my fingers, they just break. They just snap in half because of footy. And so I've got Alex written on my wedding finger because my ring doesn't fit on anymore. Mm. So I thought I had it in my car just sitting there because when I just never put, because footy train got to take it on and off. Anyway, I lost it. So I had to put that on there just to smoke and mirrors. Oh, where's your wedding ring?
Please.
Got that, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway,
never lose
I had
that.
To tell Alex that I lost it. She's like, I can't believe you lost your wedding ring. Anyway, when we moved a couple of years ago, we divorced. So I didn't have the ring. So I'm like, oh, who cares? I don't need it. And I was just going to chop my finger off. But anyway, we got back together. And then when we moved, I found it in my drawer.
In your drawer?
It was in your drawer.
It was in my drawer, little side drawer thing.
Is that just recently?
Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah, found it.
That is unbelievable.
I couldn't believe I found it because we're back together. It was like weird.
That's the perfect story for this segment. Last property miracles. What came back? 131060, call us right now if you've had a lost property miracle. These can be great stories. 131060 is the number.
Leon often loses things on the weekend.
Yeah.
His mind.
Okay. 131060 is the number. This is The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox. Lost property miracles. What came
back to you? We've been sharing some incredible stories amongst the team of things that we've lost that we've found in miraculous ways. Just unbelievable.
Oh, remember that time I lost my remote control and I found it in my back fat?
131060.
I think I told it a couple. I left my wallet on the roof with a coffee. And then I got home and then I got a call from the police and I didn't answer. I'm like, oh, the message bank. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do the police want me for? Oh, my God, they want me again. I'm done. And they said, oh, someone's handing your wallet. And it had like $150 in it.
Right.
And I went, took the kids down. I thought, oh, this would be great. They'd take the kids down to the Sandringham police station. And we rolled into
the police.
Scare
them a little.
Yeah. And then I did. I said, because Lulu had been naughty. So I said to the police officer at the front, I said, oh, God, old mate's been a bit naughty. She goes, are you here to get your wallet? I said, play on with the game, mate.
They don't like that game.
I didn't like that game at all. And then anyway, they gave me my wallet back, had all my cards and all the cash in it. And a bloke just handed it in.
Did
I think it was a young lady who handed it in.
Did you get that?
No, they didn't leave any names or anything.
Oh, shame.
But I could not believe the wallet and the money was still in it.
It's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
I think it's very similar to Justin's story.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
you might have stolen Justin's story.
Oh, sorry from Justin. Carly.
Which was quite similar to that, Justin.
Justin.
Yeah, hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So last night, apparently I left my wallet on top of the roof of my car. I thought I left it at work. So this guy picked it up in the middle of the road. It was still sitting up straight. He picked it up, and then he waited till about 8 o'clock. Or this happened around 4 o'clock, and then he drove all the way to my house. Well, he went through my stuff, found my name, found the address, drove it all the way back to my house and gave it back to me.
Oh, well done. Aww, I can't believe your wallet wasn't laying down. It was just sitting up.
It was sitting up. No one ran over it, and all the money was there. He didn't tell me his name. I was half asleep. My missus woke me up, said, there's a guy asking for your name and my daughter's name. And I was like, what's going on here?
That would be weird, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised your missus didn't take the cash out and say,
Well played, Justin. I mean, yeah, I think the real miracle there was the way the wallet sort of balanced.
There are some really nice people out there. That's what I'm getting out of this, which I really appreciate.
Let's take another one here.
April from Williamstown. Good morning, April.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're well.
That's good.
What's your little miracle?
So I lost my bracelet that my boyfriend gave me as our first present. And I lost it kayaking in Milford Sounds.
Oh, that's gone.
Yeah, I was like, it's gone forever. I felt so bad. I was devastated. And then 2 months later, I get an email saying, oh, they found the bracelet magically, and then I'm wearing it today. So,
what? Where was it?
Yeah, they found it in the bathroom. I was like, because I must have taken off my wetsuit and then it fell off or something like that. It was just a miracle.
That is, and well reset. Lost property miracles.
Are you still together?
Oh, hang on. Yep, we'll go back. Here we go.
We are together.
Cool.
Great. Excellent stuff. Glad we checked out that last bit. Now, Feb, make sure you brand the segment properly when you ask this next person their story.
Lost property miracles, Paul. Have you got one?
I certainly do. Not once, but twice did I lose my wedding ring. Been at a Brownlow Calcutta function, had a few too many frosts.
Was that the MCG?
It was, actually,
And I've been to that one.
Well too many frosts, and got home, had to jump the side fence, lost my wedding ring.
That's what you said.
Jumped on eBay and bought one that looked similar. And actually ordered a couple of them just to be sure. And then about 4 months later, the cat was flicking something around, and the missus now on the porch goes, "What the hell's the cat got?" And sure enough, it was my wedding ring. Oh. And she goes, rings it in and goes, "Have you lost something?" I'm like, "No." And she's looking at my hand and she goes, "What's that?"
Oh.
And I'm like,
all right. Then
about 6 months later, I'd lost it again doing some gardening. Oh. And we had a painter over, old Steve, and he's gone out the back for a quick dart. And he rings me. He says, "Mate, have you lost something?" I said, "Oh, I don't think so." And he said, "I found a wedding ring in your backyard."
Mate, you got that bloody many of them.
I mean, this is almost a recurring
segment. This could be a new phoner for another day. Yeah. I've got a mate that's got two wedding rings. He's got one for his finger and one if he loses it. And it's just in storage. I don't get it.
Just a backup.
They've got backup wedding rings.
Is it a real wedding ring?
Yeah,
the second one?
It's exactly the same as the one that he got when his missus put it on his finger.
Wow.
And he got it made just in case he loses it. It's hidden.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a backup ring.
That is a great phoner for
another
day.
I think it's hilarious. I didn't think Paul was losing his wedding ring. I reckon Paul just kept throwing his wedding ring away. And
when he was drunk.
kept coming back. 101.9 The Fox. So, you know that song, "I gonna take myself on the old town road"?
Oh, that one, yes.
You know, you love that song.
Just the biggest song about the last 10 years.
It's huge. It's like it's gone longest running single in 61 years of Billboard history.
Toby's favourite song.
Oh, she loves
play
him.
That song, and she goes.
She goes
nuts.
Off.
Cute. Loves it.
So you know, of course, it's about an old road.
Mm.
Thank you for
a horse on it. So the actual place is in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and the sign of Old Road keeps getting stolen. It's kind of like a Ramsey Street, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They have to replace Ramsey Street that's sign every single day.
It's a pretend street.
It's not a real street.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, Old Sound. So the mayor is not happy.
Mm.
He is not happy at all. And he's refused to replace it because it costs like $250 to replace the sign.
Keep knocking it off.
And that's not including the labor.
Okay, no, fair enough. Look, he did even come up with a solution here. This is quite clever from the mayor.
The sign along the road, on Old Town Road, kept going missing. And so we thought, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make up our own signs and we're going to sell them. If you want to steal the sign, go ahead. But if you'd buy it, we'd appreciate that too.
Going on.
Yes.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Don't steal it.
I tell you what, Byron, I love a street sign stealing.
We don't condone it.
A couple of my mates down in Yarrawonga, there's an Edney Road. It's named after their family. He's got it in his garage. He stole the Edney sign. There's a Byron Street in Brighton. And I'm going to steal it.
Well, no. We can't be stealing. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, because we can't just be on.
But I want to get it for you. You're my friend. I want you to have it up in your house.
Beautiful gesture, but please don't do that on my account, please.
Well, yeah, do it.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, I want to
steal
do
it and make sure that it looks like Byron.
But
did
there's
it.
No
do
Favola,
it in a cap.
If there was
and a
Favola Street or Court, I'd 100% take it.
We should check.
No, there's not.
Google
I've
Maps.
I've checked. Yeah, there's not. I've already checked.
He's checked so I can go and knock it off.
Yeah. I'd take it.
Okay, well, look.
Would you?
Absolutely.
There'd be heaps of Jones Streets, wouldn't there?
My house is filled with Jones Street signs.
Yeah, there would be.
Jones Avenue, look, Jones Street, Jones
we
Drive.
We can't condone this. What we would say is this. We could at least declare an amnesty right now. We could say, right, if you've stolen a street sign, let us know. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
Just report it. Yeah. And we will, I don't know if we have the power to actually forgive
I will
legally.
Forgive. No, I want to hear everyone. That
right.
Stolen
so,
a sign.
So all is forgiven. If you just call now, what then do we get the cops?
It's like going in and speaking to the priest. You've just gone in. You
confessed.
Confess.
All right.
And we can't. We're obliged not to tell anyone.
Well, sure.
That's it. Yeah. You're being absolved of your sins,
this through.
Sinner.
13 10 60. Call us right now if you've stolen a sign. Let us know about it. We're not obviously saying it was a great thing to do, but we'll certainly just.
I stole the sign.
Hear your stories. 13 10 60 is the number.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, of course, Lil Nas X. This song is the biggest song ever.
Oh, yeah.
Old Town Road. The only problem
have you seen the film clip?
It's a great film clip.
Oh,
you guys
best.
Know that that's Miley Cyrus's dad singing.
Unbelievable
that?
Fact. Thank you, Evie. The signs, though, the actual Old Town Road in Massachusetts keep getting stolen. It's a problem for the local mayor.
The sign along the road, on Old Town Road, kept going missing. And so we thought, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make up our own signs and we're going to sell them. If you want to steal the sign, go ahead. But if you'd buy it, we'd appreciate that too.
Lovely.
I love that he sounds like he's from Fargo. You want to steal a sign, go ahead and steal it, Margie. No, Margie.
I love this. This is one of my favorite topics.
It's a community
just
service. Fev, in many ways, it's a community service here. We're saying, look, this. We're not going to ignore the fact that this does happen even in Melbourne. It's not just Massachusetts, Old Town Road.
So just say I went to Mernda, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Brendan Street there. Didn't know there was a Brendan Street, and I just put like $250 on the pole and stole the sign. I'd be right.
Well, no, it would be illegal. But
says who?
If you did that and called us right now,
is it illegal? Though?
It's a confessional, and we'd say, okay, thanks for letting us know.
I'd
you've
like
got
to
it off
know
your chest.
I'd like to know the T's and C's before you say it's illegal. Brendan from Nazawaza. Good morning, Brendo.
It's actually Ben.
Ben, sorry, I got all over Brendan Street. I'm all over it, Ben.
Hi,
yeah, good mate. Just speak a bit louder, mate. Confession.
Oh, he's confessing.
I went on a drinking night on New Year's Eve and, stole about 10 street signs.
10?
You stole 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my mate.
Okay. Wow.
What were the street signs for?
Oh, just to hang in my shed.
Yeah, but what are they?
Just
like Ben's? Ben Streets or?
Car names, like Chevy and everything.
Oh, that's
there
good.
You go.
Okay.
Well done. Well played.
You've been
absolved. Not well played, but I'm glad you've got it off your chest. Thank you
for telling us.
Pretty scratchy line, but he's basically stolen 10 signs that have the likes of Chevy and Ford on them and a whole collection in his shed.
Ben Dover Street.
Whoa, Izzy from Caroline Springs. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What street sign did you steal?
It's a confessional.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
So my mate, I'm literally obsessed with Drake, and my mate stole a sign for me, and it was Drake Street.
Drake okay. Street.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what Drake Street? Is there a Drake Street in Melbourne?
Apparently.
Right. Well, there was.
Thank you. Again, you've got it off your chest. This is a confessional.
Get it off your chest. What confession have you got to make, Matt from Taylor's Lake?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
You're good, mate.
That's good. So I've just got the one street sign, and I've stole it from my brother, and he's Christian with a K, so I don't really see that often. So gave it for his birthday present, and then, yeah.
Birthday
wow.
gift.
Oh, that's a beautiful
sweet.
Gift. You don't have to buy it.
It's a
steal.
It's a straight up theft.
Yeah.
All right. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I'm special.
He's really embraced the confessional aspect
good
of that.
You.
Now, I'm all over this. There is a Jones Lane in the CBD.
I think it's actually called Evie Jones Lane. It's near ACDC Lane.
Oh, you're an icon.
Legends. Yep.
There's obviously a Byron in Brighton.
I've seen one in Elwood as
well.
Yeah,
I'm going to steal that.
Don't steal it.
There's a Gregory Street in Brunswick.
Well, I wouldn't want that.
First name. Well done.
Byron's my middle and preferred.
If anyone can get that for me, that'd be great.
I don't want Gregory
Street. And if anyone can get Fox Street, we'll put it up here. Fox Street and Dandenong.
I don't think our boss wants people to go and steal the Fox Street sign to put it up in our studio.
Why not?
Well, just because...
Branding.
Okay, thank you. 27 past 7. 101.9.
The Fox.
What about yesterday on the show? Mm. Isaac, who is an electrical apprentice, who also wears two hats for his boss. He's taken over as their social media guy as well for LA Electrical Connections. Now, his boss has issued him with a challenge. Isaac has then shared that challenge with us on the show yesterday, around about this time on The Fox.
Well, my boss said if I get over 1,000 followers on his company page, that I'll get a pay rise.
A pay rise?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. And this all come about, Byron, because our Instagram, we culled everyone. We had zero followers.
Mm.
So we had people ringing up to get on our page. And young Isaac, an apprentice from Melton, called up and he needed to get 1,000 followers to get a pay rise. Isaac, good morning.
How you guys going?
Got a little bit of traction yesterday, mate.
A little bit?
I did, yep.
Pretty excited. You would have been following the page overnight. Byron and I gave you a bit of a shout out. Evie gave you a shout out.
Yep.
Yeah, we did some stories, and we urged our followers to get behind Isaac because we all just want to see Isaac make more money at work.
Yeah.
Now, we've got your boss on the line.
Ooh, this
Isaac.
Is all good.
Luke, good morning.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Not too bad. Luke. Your company got a bit of traction yesterday.
Sure did.
Thanks to the one Isaac. And you did say if he you gave it to him a couple of months ago to take over the account to get 1,000 followers. And what did you say you would do?
Sorry, what was that?
What did you say you'd do to Isaac if he got 1,000 followers?
Yeah, I made the mistake of saying if he got 1,000 followers, he'd get a pay rise.
Okay, so he's now got 1,025 followers on that page. So
sure
put your money where your mouth is, bro. How much are you going to give him a pay rise?
I was thinking about it, and I reckon on an average weekly wage, I'll give him $101.9 extra,
$101
extra.
That's
wow, that's amazing.
So $109.
$101.9.
Oh, well done. How do you feel
really
about that,
great.
Isaac?
I'm living.
Is that per? Did he say per week?
Yep, he said
per week.
That's a really decent rise.
That's amazing.
That's $100 a week.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, he got you some free advertising yesterday, so I think it's paid for itself.
How do you feel about that, Isaac?
I'm livid.
Livid?
He's living. He is living right now.
Oh, you're living?
Yeah. He's not livid.
I thought you were livid.
No, he's living.
I'm living.
Yeah, you are living.
Isaac, extra $100 on a Friday down at the Melton Hotel.
Are you single?
Congratulations. And I think one last push. Obviously, we're now following you from Fifi Fev Byron. We're all following you individually as well. One last push, Isaac, for the social media account for the business because you've done such a great job.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Great push. No, he's still learning. It's LA _electrical_ connections. Look, it's a work in progress.
That's pretty good.
No, he's doing very, very well. Well done. And he's made himself an extra $400 and something bucks per month. Care of us, guys.
Yeah. Well done.
Live and look. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Do you remember the former royal butler, Paul Burrell?
Oh, God,
yes. He's still
Were you in the
talking.
Jungle with him?
No.
Oh, must have been.
Were you?
No, it must have been
I
in the middle.
I didn't think so. Yeah. It must have been between us.
Yeah.
He's still blabbing stuff about, you know, the castle mm-hmm. that they live in.
Oh, God.
And stuff. Apparently the Queen likes to do a few accents.
Oh, does she?
Go. How does it go?
What was that?
Oh, Byron, what? We're the same age. I like them.
Okay. I mean, it's one
Is
thing
that
if you're
in the
Queen. Oh, she speaks really Byron.
I'm going to have that ringing in my head. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
We're born in the same decade.
Petrifying.
Oh, Byron.
Oh, that age stuff makes no sense. I look a lot younger
than
you.
Would you like to play with my corkies?
Okay, well, that's more than enough. What accents can she do? What accents can the Queen do?
Oh, she apparently her favourites are a Scouse accent.
Oh, so this is the Scouse. Now, we obviously don't have actual audio. Paul Burrell couldn't get us the audio of the Queen doing
this. Oh, you can't get anything.
But we do have an example of what a Scouse accent actually is.
Right, 1 minute I'm Brewster, next minute I'm on my ass. Always go for the chicken burger from the Mac. He's doing it.
This sounds like someone off Jersey Shore.
That's Vicky Pattinson. Yeah, right? He's Jersey Shore.
What else can she do?
And then she's got a Birmingham accent.
Oh, okay, just as a reference point.
I'm proud to come from Birmingham, and the city welcomes tourists and visitors of every kind.
That's where Alex's parents were born.
Birmingham.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Interesting. Okay. What
and
else?
And she likes the Welsh accent.
Oh, the Welsh. Oh, now, yep. This is an interesting one,
the Welsh. She hasn't really gone outside the box, has she?
Bacardi and Cork me funny.
Here's a Welsh.
Got like North Wales, Swansea, Wales. I'm Welsh standard. So I am literally the epitome of the Welsh, like, stereotyped accent. But I love it. I'm very proud, so...
I'm the only key in the village.
My favourite accent's the next one, Evie.
What? Go on.
The Scottish accent.
Oh,
Scottish.
All the Scottish men.
Everybody has a go at the Scottish one, don't they? The Queen's even having a go.
The weather's never good. They always say in the borders, if the mist's on the yieldings, we never get the good weather. And as you can see today, there's no sunshine. It's a typical Scottish borders day.
Okay.
And this is a segment we love to call...
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on... Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
I mean, look, everyone's playing. Call us right now, either with your natural voice, which is obviously, you know, you could call it an accent, or just put on an accent. And we've got to guess whether you're putting it on and you're fake or whether it's a real accent, of
you
course.
You want to play with my corky?
It's a corgi, not a corky.
Corky. What do you even, I mean, if you're going to do
corky?
It, get it right.
What do you want to play with my corky?
Yep.
Okay, they're cool right now. We will try
to work out. It's only Alex's dad that was born in Birmingham.
Okay, thanks for that fact check.
Thanks, Shooksy. Thanks 30, for the...
131060. Call us now.
Air check.
Can't we'll play next. Got that wrong.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on... Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Are the accents you're about to hear on 131060 real or fake? Evie and Fev need to really consider this carefully because, like, for example, Dominica from Dandenong is calling. She's going to speak, but is this just her voice or is she putting on a fake accent?
Dominica from Dandenong, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you bet I am.
Yay! Well, that one was not so hard. There we go.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. She's. I love Canadians. Cool I love Canadians.
That was great.
Canadians okay, are... is it May from St Kilda?
Hello?
Ooh, I'm not sure
where
about
are
that
you
one.
From, May?
I'm from St Kilda.
So what country are you from?
Yeah, you won't know, la.
Oh, dear. Although, who knows? What do we do here?
I can check up la you, and then sometimes I speak Chinese.
Okay.
And every time we finish, we go la, la.
La, 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 la.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say that's fake.
I'm going to say, just to be politically right, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, so you're going to say it's real, and Evie, just to put on record, do you think May is putting
fake.
Up... Puts
I'm going to say real.
All right, so which...
No, I think it actually is real, because I reckon she's real. May.
Yeah?
Where are you from? Are you really from Singapore?
I am from Singapore, but I've lived here for about 30-something years.
I don't even know what that makes it. It sort of makes it a real fake.
No, you didn't get me. I picked it.
There we go. It's 2 minutes away. 101.9 The Fox. Well, this guy, very good friend of the show, he hasn't been on for a while, mainly because his show's on at the same time as our show, which makes it difficult. But, you know, just during a quick ad break here, we have the great man on the line. Sunrise is the show that you know him for. But what about this one? Premieres tonight at 7:30 on 7. How to make 10K in 20 days. David Kosh is on the line, guys.
Koshy, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Thanks for having me.
I could tell you how to make 10 grand in about a minute. Dapto race run number one inside box. There's a bunny. Where's the bunny? Where's the bunny?
Beb, beb, beb. That is not the way to do it.
That's how to lose 10K.
Exactly.
So why should Fev watch this show, Koshy?
Okay. Well, we figured that a lot of Australian families are doing it pretty tough at the moment. No wage rises, the cost still going up, and middle of winter, and you know, start to get a bit depressed by that outstanding credit card balance you can't seem to pay off every month, or you're thinking, how am I going to afford to take the kids on a holiday over summer for school holidays? 10 grand could change my life and ease... make me sleep at night and ease the tensions within the family. So we thought, okay, what are some great ideas that anyone can make 10K in 20 days? So it's a 20-day, if you like, boot camp on getting your finances in order and getting $10,000 back in your bank account.
What's three simple steps, Dave?
Everyone cuts costs, cuts costs, cuts costs. Look at how you can earn more money. Go around the house. Apparently, the average Australian has 7 garbage bags full of stuff that they never use. Look at Flogger, Gumtree, eBay, whatever. Also, earn some extra cash through the gig economy, whether it's turning a passion into a money maker, drive an Uber, do some jobs for it.
Answer the phone for cash cow.
Exactly right. Exactly right. 30 grand up for grabs.
So. There you go.
So that's two of three tips. Give us one more.
Yeah, okay. The other one is ring your bank today. If you've got a home loan, you can ask for a discount on your home loan.
Oh.
I have a 98% success rate at this. Oh. Of people that
How
I
many houses have you got?
People I tell to do it, the biggest discount is 1%. Off their interest rate for their home loan just by ringing up the bank and asking. I guarantee you'll get at least 0.25% off.
I should have done this to Uber.
Money straight to bank.
Koshy, this would be something also that you probably don't recommend. One member of this team, and you need to probably guess who it is, may have had sort of excess expense in the Uber Eats category. Check this out. We actually did a statistical breakdown. The people at Uber Eats gave us access to their national database of how much money is spent. Have a listen to this moment on our show as a member of this team was crowned with an accolade that he was actually quite proud of. Have
Very
a listen.
Proud.
The total spend for Brendan Favola on Uber Eats, actual figures, $35,548.
That was in a year. He is in the top 0.02% of Uber Eats users in Australia, Koshy.
Oh, my God, Fev. What are you doing? I think we'll give you a Margaret Fulton cookbook.
I'm hungry.
We'll sign you up to Marley's Spoon or something like that to get it all delivered.
Hey, don't worry, Dave. Koshy, I also did that, got that bill run up while I was doing Jenny Craig. It's a good effort, isn't it?
Oh, love it.
Good
love
on you, Koshy.
Well done, mate. Good to speak to you.
As we speak, Evie is thinking of all the things in her house she can hop.
I am, and I can't wait to watch this show tonight.
Yep, we'll be watching it.
Good luck to Port Adelaide.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for that.
Good stuff. Yeah, go the power. Good on you. Koshy. David Kosh right there. How to make 10K in 20 days. Premiere tonight at 7:30 on 7. 101.9
The Fox. The much anticipated DJ Witten game is back, Evie. I'm the skipper of the Victorian side. We're playing the All-Stars. It's the EJ Witten Legends game. And celebrate celebrating the life of the much-loved EJ Witten, who was a Western Bulldogs champion, Evie. And it actually, the game shines a light on the importance of early detection and treatment of men's health issues. It's a major fundraiser. Raised over $13.5 million for men's health awareness. So the squads have been announced, which is great. The Victorian side got some superstars in there. I'm captain. Dermot Brereton's a coach. We've got, in the game, there is over 9,000 goals being kicked by all the players playing.
And you kicked a lot on your own.
8,500 games, 71 All-Australians, 30 premierships, 6 Brownlow medalists, a Coleman medalist, a couple of Coleman medalists. We play the All-Stars, which is coached by Wayne Carey, captain Andrew Jarman, who was a superstar.
So these are players from New South Wales, WA, South Australia.
All the old players come back together and we play a game. We're playing at Amy Park.
Every other state other than Victorian players, right?
Yes, this is the All-Stars. So the Victorians are all based here. So and they've got the All-Stars team. It's August the 30th, the weekend off, the AFL before the finals. It's live on TV. It's on Channel 7. Amy Park, 6:30. It's going to be amazing.
Can I come?
Well, the gates open at 6:30, but 7:30.
Yeah, of course you can come. Can I come?
It's on Channel 7, 7, Mate, and Foxtel. Of course you can come. I'll just read the All-Stars team out, because this is a team that I'm going to be captaining against. You've got Adam Cooney, Brownlow medalist, Didac, Jarman, Cracker, Andrew McLeod.
Jeez.
Whew! Brad Green, Daniel Kerr, Gavin Wanganeen, Brownlow medalist, Glenn Jakovich, Leon Davis, Judson Kaczynski, Mark Rusciuto, Matthew Richardson, Scott Cummings, Byron Cook.
What?
Byron Cook.
What are you talking about?
I've got you in the game, brother.
I don't play. I'm a fan. I've never played.
And you're going to play on me?
I can't know.
Oh, my God.
I'll be pulverised.
I pulled a few strings.
No, I don't know.
And we have a super player that comes in at the 10-minute mark of each quarter.
A super player?
And he comes on, mate. And I've put Byron Cook's name forward.
Hang on, just to get some context. who would you normally put in? As a super player, like give me some
a player, a start.
Sometimes you have some celebrities. What about and
big,
a celebrity.
Big Dustin Fletcher? He's a big legendary fullback. He's still fit.
No, I've pulled some strings. Because Byron, you're going to be there doing some on-ground stuff and interviewing. So I thought, Byron, you're already there. Put the boots on and you can play on the loosh.
Mate, I can't even kick. Like I've
Who's
always...
going to stop the loosh?
Not me.
What?
You're
have
in.
You ever played
no,
AFL
like,
before?
I always watch it. I played cricket and soccer. I never played AFL and I grew up in Sydney loving watching this once, but I never once have barely kicked a ball. this is embarrassing, man.
Oh, it's going to be the best.
Remember when we tried to have a kick when we lived at Mandalay for a while? Fev just started kicking the ball around the golf course area.
Yeah.
The ball hit me in the head. Like,
yeah, it did.
I didn't even mind.
Are you going to do that again?
Well, we're going to be giving tickets away when it comes, probably the week of the game, which is in a couple of weeks. You're the likes of McLeod, Wanganeen, Rusciuto, Cook.
Oh.
They're going to look at him and go, who the hell are you?
this is an actual disaster.
Welcome aboard, Byron.
Thank you. I'm really nervous, though.
I'm going to be nervous.
Can you do some leg weights? You're going to be playing on me.
Well, my only mate who plays footy is Mason Cox, and unfortunately at the moment he's not able to see anything, so that's going to make it difficult to practice.
So if you want to come to the game
not
on August
you,
the 30th,
mate.
Byron Cook will be in the goal scoring with me.
It's a disaster. It's the Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on Mavs. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Ooh, I'm going to have to call Brayden.
Thank you, X. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
Everyone who is single wants to be at this party. And look, they're aware of the catch. And I know it's a bit tough, but register right now, fox.com.au. That catch, of course, is you've got to convince your ex to come along.
Yeah, that's easy. Just ring up the ex and say, come to a party with me. But is it that easy?
It isn't.
We've got Kelly from Piersdale. Good morning, Kel.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Sitting in here with Evie and Byron. Do you have an ex?
Yes, I do.
Ooh,
I've got
like...
many.
Oh, got many.
Hang on.
Oh, God, there we
is
go.
Is this one your favourite? Have you got a favourite?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Why did you break up with him?
It's a really short and really funny story. I wasn't having any luck with getting him to help me with doing the dishes, and I lost my patience with him, and then he walked out.
What?
Literally walked out. Packed his bags and walked out.
I never come back over washing dishes.
Yep.
Wow. How long ago was that?
Well,
4 years ago.
Oh, are the dishes washed?
Have you moved on from then, or?
No, I'm still single.
Still single.
Are you
and
still?
Who's your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend?
No, yeah.
His name's Rowan.
Okay, his name is Rowan. Now, let's just keep in mind, I mean, the lines are a little bit scratchy. Literally, Rowan was in the kitchen. You had a fight over the washing up.
I don't think he was in the kitchen.
Well, that might have been part of the problem. In any case, he walked out of the house. You were yelling at him, and he never, ever came back.
Yeah, that's correct.
Unbelievable.
Wow, what you got to do now, Cal? We've got Rowan's number here. We're going to dial it, and would you just take over? Invite him to the party.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Let's make the call.
Get it on, bro.
Okay, here we go. You talk, Kelly. We're staying out of it.
Hello.
Hey, it's Kelly. How are you?
Kelly, how are you?
Good. I was just wondering, you know how you walked out of our relationship?
Yeah.
Because you didn't help me with the dishes?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you can do me a favour.
Here we go.
And come to a singles party with me.
Oh, you're joking.
Would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Hey, Rowan, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron here. We're having a thank you ex party, and the only catch is you got to bring your ex, and you're the ex.
Can I bring mates too?
Hey, Rowan is up and about.
Wow,
well, Rowan, maybe. You're going to love the party, bro, and I'm glad you've agreed to Kelly's invitation because it is at the Village Bell Hotel in St Kilda where Melbourne goes to play every weekend, and Illy is performing live. There's no hotter act
than... Can I bring mates?
Just ignore that.
Illy's going to be in the house as well. So thanks to... I mean, how's this all going to play out? Are you single, Rowan?
Yeah, mate.
Hey,
yeah.
Rowan, we've just been speaking to Kelly for a little bit before you got on the line, and she said about 4 or 5 years ago that you walked out of the house because she wanted you to do the dishes.
Yeah, she yelled at me.
She yelled.
And that was it?
Yeah, gone.
All right, well, you can come to the party. You can hook up with whoever you want. How's that going to go with Cal?
I don't know. You have to ask her that.
How would you feel, Cal?
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah,
I think that's well and truly.
Yeah,
can you sense, Evie, there's probably not a great deal of great feelings between these two? I don't think there's going to be any jealousy issues.
No.
I think they're going to be...
As long as there's alcohol, she'll be all right.
Whoa, yay. Hang on a minute. Hey, wait,
you, there'll be alcohol.
You and
thank
Kelly.
You. Thank you. All right, guys, we'll see you there.
No worries. Cool, thank you.
There we go. Who knows what'll happen with those two in the house.
Well, looking at the pictures, I think Cal's got more chance than...
Ouch. You know, you realise Rowan's still listening.
Oh, is he still there? Oh, I thought they were gone.
Sorry, mate. Fox.com.au, register right now. Illy will be in the house performing his new single, Then What, available to download and stream now. Fox.com.au if you want to join us at the Thank You X Singles Party.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes, Evie, kids can be brats. Young adults can be brats. And I'm going to take us to India. A son of a wealthy Indian man. He requested a certain vehicle for his 22nd birthday. He wanted a Jaguar.
Well, hang on.
As you do.
Do you just get given a car
for your birthday?
Yeah.
But his parents, the parents brought him a BMW. He wasn't too happy with this. So he thought he'd push his brand new BMW into the river. In protest against his parents because they didn't want to buy him a Jaguar.
Oh.
And there's more.
The local police man filmed the car in the water and sent it to his parents. He dobbed in the brat.
Good.
131060 Melbourne. Dob in a brat.
Dobbing a brat. Remember that time that mature man grown up and he found out that Fifi had created the secret sound
and he
threw things on the ground and then marched out of the studio.
That was brat-like behaviour.
It's called the theatre of radio.
You didn't actually care.
Evie,
he's pretending.
I don't really care.
But still.
But that's okay. This young Indian man just thought, BMW for your 22nd birthday, that's amazing.
Mm.
Because he wanted a Jaguar.
All right.
Just thought he'd push it in. Now the car's stuffed.
The most important thing out of all of this is, did he get the Jaguar?
No.
No, of course.
Oh.
No.
Well, what was the use, mate?
Now, give us a call to dob in, preferably a younger brat. I mean, I think that's where we're going with this. Spoiled kids.
I just love how the police filmed it and sent it to his parents.
Deserved that.
Yep.
131060. Now, Fev, you wouldn't dare suggest that any of your kids might need this sort of segment or...
No, they're good. Well-parented.
Okay.
Is that even a word?
131060 is the number. If you want to dob in a brat, this is your hotline to do that. Maybe one of your kids has just been a bit outrageous with what they expect.
My kids aren't brat. If they asked for a J, I just would have got them one.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Fev has produced a story out of India. It's well, it's a spoilt brat, let's be honest.
Yeah, 22-year-old had his birthday. He requested a Jaguar, as you do at 22. Ooh. And his father brought him a BMW. So he pushed it into the river and said, I don't want that no more. He turned into an American.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't want to do
it. Sure, no, it wouldn't have been.
You would have, for some reason. You would have gone, so I just went American. So we thought, Dobbin, because the police actually took a video of the BMW in the river and sent it to his parents.
Yeah.
Would have been a good.
They got spanked.
They would have been, yes, back in the 50s, what about, maybe.
Hey, have you noticed, like, say, like for your milestone birthday, like a rich 21-year-old will say, well, I'll either get given a world trip or a car.
Mm.
It's kind of like they're the two choices.
That's what I did.
I got a car for my 18th birthday. My mum gave me her car. It was a Nissan Bluebird.
There we go. Perfect.
That's great.
And I loved it.
Great gift.
I got a gift given to me, and it was a car, an old gold Ford.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's not so much a sport, Brad. It's just that's a nice, solid
gift. Nice gesture from Kazza. Mel from Melton. Good morning. Dob in a brat for me, please.
Oh, good morning, guys. It's actually me. I'm the bit of a brat.
Dobbing yourself.
So it was a fairly significant birthday of mine that just went past, and I'm a massive Victoria Beckham fan. I've always gone on about a Quincy handbag of hers, and my darling husband beautifully surprised me and got me a little pouch, and when I opened it, I smiled and looked at him and I said, honey, that's really sweet, but it's like wanting a Apple Mac computer and someone buying you an iPad mini.
It was just the pouch. Oh.
Did you get your bag?
No, I didn't, and I don't think it's ever going to come either. Aww.
They're expensive, aren't they?
They're very expensive.
Byron's rich, he'll buy you one.
Oh, yeah, Fev will buy you one.
Fev's on huge money.
No, I'm not.
All right, so we're out of here.
Study music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.